From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Zimbabwe president under house arrest.
Everything is normal. Everything is normal. Everywhere is normal. All the shops are open. People are back to work. They're at work. Even yesterday, the situation is just normal.
On the streets of Harare, Zimbabwe, calm continues 2 days after a bloodless coup that has left the country's president reportedly under house arrest. Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe is said to be in military custody, but is insisting he remains the country's only legitimate ruler on day two of a takeover by the army that it has insisted is not a coup. It said Mr. Mugabe is not the target, but rather those who surround him. Zimbabwean war veterans say they back the army. Victor Matamadanda is the group's secretary general.
What Zimbabwe has been sliding into was a state of chaos. And for that reason, war veterans here do stand with the Zimbabwe Defense Forces. We urge that Robert Gabriel Mugabe should be recalled from his role as the president and first secretary of ZANU-PF.
But the head of ruling party's youth wing, Kudzai Chipanga, publicly apologized Wednesday to the military for earlier criticism of Army Chief of Staff General Constantino Chiwenga.
I, as the leader of the Revolutionary Party's Youth League, I have reflected and personally admitted that I erred. I was ill-advised to read a statement which I and the Youth League had not originated, neither authored.
Now, on Monday, Chiwenga had warned that he would step in unless Mr. Mugabe stopped trying to purge the ruling ZANU-PF party of independence fighters, such as former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, a move seen as clearing the way for Mr. Mugabe's wife, Grace, to succeed him. This is VOA News. Human Rights Watch reports today that soldiers in Myanmar have gang-raped Rohingya women in continued violence against the Muslim minority in Rakhine State. Human Rights Watch cited firsthand interviews with 52 Rohingya women and girls who fled to Bangladesh and reported being raped by security forces in Myanmar, also known as Burma. Human Rights Watch said that all but one of the interviewees was gang-raped. President Trump on Wednesday called his just-concluded 12-day Asian trip a success in terms of three core objectives, the most imperative being the North Korean nuclear threat.
I spoke the truth about the evil crimes of the North Korean regime, and I made clear that we will not allow this twisted dictatorship to hold the world hostage to nuclear blackmail.
Mr. Trump also sought to strengthen U.S. alliances in Asia and promote free and reciprocal trade relationships. At least 12 people were killed and nearly 30 others wounded when four suicide bombers attacked populated areas of the Munagari suburb of the Borno state capital of Maiduguri late Wednesday. No immediate claim of responsibility, but the area has seen numerous attacks by the Sunni insurgency Boko Haram. A 72-year-old Swiss aid worker was freed by security forces Wednesday, more than a month after she was abducted in Sudan's Darfur region. Swiss Ambassador Daniel Cavain thanks Sudanese authorities for their help in securing the release of Margaret Schenkel.
A special thanks goes also to His Excellency Mr. Gandour, the foreign minister, who supported us from the very beginning, who also made a public statement of the non-ransom policy, the same policy also Switzerland follows.
Schenkel was kidnapped on October the 7th. Details about her ordeal were not released. French President Emmanuel Macron has invited Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri and his family to France. Mr. Macron expressed hope the political crisis in Lebanon would become more peaceful, adding, "We need a strong Lebanon." Mr. Hariri Thursday said he accepted the invitation. He abruptly announced his intention to resign on November the 4th after accusing Iran-backed Hezbollah of sowing strife in the region. Flash floods have killed at least 15 people in two towns of coastal Greece following a week of heavy rains. More severe weather was forecast for today. Three college basketball players from the University of California, Los Angeles on Wednesday apologized for shoplifting while in China, among them LiAngelo Ball.
I'd like to start off by saying sorry for stealing from the stores in China. I didn't exercise my best judgment, and I was wrong for that.
The three players were facing long prison terms until President Trump intervened to request their release in a meeting with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.